Good morning, Steve Dales, Pet World on WGN, a holiday version with Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, lead veterinarian at Merrick Pet Care. Dr. Lobos, first of all, happy holidays to you.
You
and
too, Steve.
Your family as well, out in Colorado, so it's so nice that you're here in Chicago.
I am happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we're here to talk about how to keep your pets safe. And I almost don't know where to begin because there's so much to talk about, so let's start with food. I think that people at this point, I hope, maybe, know that chocolate is not the best thing. But what about if you make chocolate brownies, and in your effort to do the right thing, no sugar, or maybe there's someone diabetic in the family, then you cut out the sugar. And then there's a sugar substitute called xylitol in the product. Tell me what happens if your dog gets into it.
Right. So xylitol is one of the more popular and growing in popularity artificial sweeteners. And it's most commonly used in things like chewing gum. So if you've got guests coming over, making sure they're putting away their purses and their bags and that sort of thing so your pets don't go investigate. But if you are using it in baked goods, that's, again, another place where it's getting more popular. And in very small doses, it can be very, very toxic for our pets.
And now there's another name for this, right?
Right. So one of the, I think they're going through a rebrand for any of your marketing listeners out there. Xylitol does sound very scary and chemical, and birch sugar sounds much more natural, but it's still the same substance and still has that equal toxicity.
All right. But it's not only that. There are some other things we should watch for as well. And I'm thinking about the fat, whether you're making turkey or ham or chicken, even steak, there's the fat or the skin, you know, on the turkey or the ham or the chicken, that can cause a problem, a big problem.
Right. So anything that fatty substance that a lot of times we don't like to eat, and people think, oh, I'll just give them a little bit to the dog or the cat because, oh, they deserve it. It's Christmas and we want them to celebrate, can cause what's called pancreatitis. So your pancreas helps to digest fats. But if you all of a sudden throw this big fat bomb at it, it gets really angry. And it can be really painful and life-threatening for our pets. So my advice is to avoid all of that. There are a lot of pet-specific holiday treats that we can engage them with and treat them with in a very safe way.
Well, okay, perfect, because I want to talk about that. So you've got Uncle Buddy and Aunt Sally coming over, right?
Okay, yep.
And they love your dogs and cats. They love everybody. You know how they are. They joke around and they say, here's some more, forgetting or not thinking about that a 30-pound dog eating seven slices of turkey is like us eating more than a whole turkey.
Exactly. So that what I like to do, because your listeners may or may not know, I've got three dogs at home, and we at Merrick make a recipe called Christmas Day Dinner, which helps me to feel good as a pet parent that I'm letting them sort of celebrate in a fun way. And then my veterinary side is very happy because we're doing it in a way that isn't going to upset their tummies.
It's a dog food.
That's right.
It's made for dogs.
Exactly. And so I'll take some of that. We put it in a Kong toy, put it in the freezer for a little bit so it takes them longer to eat it. And then we put them in the back bedroom and let them, you know, go to town and dig out all of that delicious Christmas Day dinner out of their Kong toy. And then we also keep Aunt Sally and our
Uncle Buddy
from making bad choices for our pets. And then everybody has a safe and happy holiday.
Yeah, you close the door to the room, not only to keep the dog in, but to keep Aunt Sally and Uncle Buddy out.
Exactly.
Because you know how they are. They just want to give more and more and more to the pets. And that is where they can get into trouble, as well as dumpster diving.
Right. Dumpster diving and counter surfing should not be sports on the menu for our pets.
Correct. So, you know, but we have to think about those things. And sometimes we think, oh, the dog has never done this before.
And you would be amazed at how many times I hear that from my clients of, oh, my gosh, this is the first time it's ever happened. And so, again, this is where the door comes in nice and handy. Put that trash can on the other side of the door and clean off those countertops right away. So that way you can go and enjoy the day. And you don't have to worry about your pet making bad choices.
You know, we don't often enough, I think, on this show talk about pet birds and those aromas that you can buy. Potpourri, that's the word I'm trying to think of. They can actually cause problems birds have really sensitive respiratory systems. In fact, if you're a crummy cook, keep the bird away from the kitchen. Am I right?
You are.
I'm being honest. I'm sorry.
That's right. I will not profess to be a bird expert, but I do know that they have very sensitive air sac systems. And those essential oils and all that potpourri and all of that, again, is a place where, while it may make your house smell wonderful, can cause detriment to our feathered friends.
And if you're using real candles, my concern is the cat can hop on the table or the bird can fly by and singed wings, for one thing, but another is that it can cause a house fire.
Absolutely. So again, keeping either a close eye or keeping them out of where your pets can accidentally, or sometimes we know cats, they like to just knock things off
just because they're pets. Yes.
So making sure that they're in a very stable space away from where our cats can get will help to keep the fire department away.
I want to talk about Aunt Gertie.
I know.
So she has all these ornaments which have been in the family for 7,000 years.
That's a long time.
I know. And they're beautiful. But if the dog knocks the tree over, the ornament may break.
Correct. So one of my little hacks that I like to share is taking a piece of fishing line and looping it around either the top of the tree or looping it around the trunk of the tree and securing it, fastening it to either the ceiling or the wall. So that way, if your dog does get a little too curious, or maybe there's, you know, a package delivery person is coming and they jump there and knock over the tree at the same time, you don't have to worry about broken ornaments and all of that falling off because you've secured your tree either to the ceiling or the wall.
You know, this whole conversation is nuts. And people like giving nuts at times to themselves. I'm just trying to...
It's a nice transition.
Really all that nice, actually. But people don't know. Macadamia nuts and some other types of nuts, I believe walnuts, are a problem for dogs. We ran into John Williams on the way here, and he has some dachshunds. And when we come back from our break, I want you to talk about what can happen in dachshunds specifically if they have macadamia nuts. It's really scary. And we'll talk about that and John Williams' dogs when we come back on WGN. WGN, Steve Dale's Pet World. We are talking with Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, lead veterinarian at Merrick Pet Care. All right, we were talking about nuts. Who knew that nuts are not the best thing for dogs? So when people come over and they drop the nuts and they say, oh, it's on the ground, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And with dachshunds, people think a bit differently because they're prone to other problems, as dachshund owners know.
Right. So macadamia nuts in particular can cause what's called nut paralysis. And so it may be 12 to 24 hours after they've eaten the macadamia nuts that they usually it affects their hind limbs and that they may lose function of that. Typically, they recover uneventfully, but dachshund owners, as they know all too well, dachshunds are prone to back problems and blowing discs in their backs, which also can cause hind end paralysis.
Yep.
So it can send them very much so into a tizzy of, you know, is there something going on with one of the discs in their backs? If you don't talk to your veterinarian when you bring your dog in, they may not look for something like macadamia nut toxicosis as a problem. And so really having that open line of communication with your veterinarian if something like this should occur around the holidays is going to be key.
And we're having this conversation because veterinarians, technicians, neither Dr. Lobos or myself want you to work any more than you have to on Christmas Day. Really, it's interesting that some of the busiest days for emergency clinics over the course of the year are Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Exactly, because you know our pet parents want to have our pets. I'm a pet parent too. You want to embrace their four-leggedness in your holiday festivities, but there are a lot of hazards out there. But as we've talked about, there's also a lot of really fun ways and safe ways to engage them. And it all comes down, I think, really to making sure that your dog or your cat is sticking to a routine. Our pets are creatures of habit. I myself am a creature of habit, as
too.
My husband can attest to.
I am too.
You know, I know holidays get a little topsy-turvy, so if we can keep them on a somewhat normal schedule and make sure we get their exercise in and their regular diet in, then it will set us all up for having a safe, happy holiday.
Happy holiday, you
holiday.
Mean. Of course. Oh, it's so stressful. Right now, it's just before the holidays. So you're stressed anyway. There's so much going on in the world, right, that makes it arguably worse this year. And you've got all these people coming over. And do our pets pick up on that stress?
Oh, my gosh. That they pick up on and a million times over. They are so good at reading our bodily cues. And then a lot of times they internalize that. So one of the kind of the top two reasons I see pets over the holidays are GI upset and anxiety related issues. And again, sometimes they go paw in paw.
Nice.
Little play on the hand in hand.
Yes.
And sometimes they're separate issues, but they certainly can. So if you're having guests over, making sure that your pets have a safe space to go to. You know, my Labrador loves people. The more people, the better. He thinks that the world exists to say hello to him. Our French Bulldog, not so much. So we have to adjust accordingly for these guys and make sure that Riggs, my little Frenchie, has his quiet space to go to. We put extra pheromones in the house, so that helps a lot of times to keep them a little bit calmer. They have things now like dog TV and cat TV, so you can have that going on in the background.
Or you could play a certain talk radio station,
That's
I think.
That's right.
Yes. And actually, that can help because that mutes all the craziness going on three rooms away. But what does more good? So I would argue that dogs and cats are like guys. They cannot multitask. And if they're focused on getting, say, Zook's mini natural treats, or because that's like crack to dogs, if we're talking dogs, or catnip for cats, if they're focused on something that they really like and really want, and that's in a toy or something else, like a snuffle mat or something, that they're working at getting it out of, they're no longer thinking about the craziness that really disturbed them in the first place.
Absolutely. And we do know that mental engagement and that problem solving that goes along with all of that, whether it's finding the Zook's treats that are hidden in the dog bed, or hunting around if you hide little bits of food for your cat in different places.
I love that. Yeah.
That mental energy expenditure is actually equal to about a 1 to 2 mile walk for our dogs. So it does, quote unquote, exhaust them if you do that. And again, it lessens their stress. And our dogs and cats are such wonderful companions. So whatever we can do to help make their holidays even happier, I think we should do it.
Talk to me about the importance of routine to minimize stress as well.
Right. So if they are, like I said, they're creatures of habit. And so if you can keep to a schedule, and if, you know, a lot of us travel or we have guests over or things like that. So having, this may sound extreme, but having something printed out of the number of treats they get, having, you know, the times that they get fed, and really trying to stick to that. And if you can't, maybe hiring a pet sitter this time of year to come over. And if they normally have dinner at 5 and you're going to be at a Christmas parade, we'll have somebody come over at 5. And so easing that kind of anxiety around everything always changing will, again, just set them up for success.
So if you could have, we only have about 2 minutes here, one or two resolutions quickly for our pets for 2022. I had to stop and think about that. what would they be?
Let's see. The first one would be that you measure your pet's food every single day, because we know that keeping a dog lean can actually extend not only his quantity of life, but his quality of life. So as a responsible pet parent, make sure you're measuring the food, because a little bit extra every day can add up really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say to learn a new trick. You know, our dogs don't stop and our cats don't stop learning. We shouldn't stop learning as people. So finding a new activity for your
No matter how old.
Yeah.
And you said cats too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, so finding a new activity that you and your pet can do together this year. Those would be my two wishes for your listeners.
And the key of what you just said is to do together, I think, because that enhances the human-animal bond.
Absolutely.
On both sides.
Absolutely. Yep. You're both learning and you're both developing and you can share that experience together.
Well, that's what Merrick Pet Care is all about, the human-animal bond. And I do ask you one favor. It's a holiday tradition,
okay,
or should I say a howl-a-day tradition, for me to offer a dramatic reading of A Pet's Night Before Christmas. Do you mind if I do
no,
this?
No, let's do it.
All right. We'll do this in a moment. I know this is the best tease in radio ever. Dr. Lobos, to you and your family, happy holidays. Thank you for coming in to WGN to do this.
You're welcome, Steve.
If you haven't, check out my website. That's stevedale.tv. You could sign up for a newsletter. It's absolutely free, which is my favorite four-letter word, of course. And it comes out about once every 2 months. It keeps up or keeps you up with all the pet news, veterinary news, new products, stories about how to train, how, more importantly, arguably, how not to train our dogs. Oh, there's a story. I've talked about this on the air, and you don't need to stop the presses for this one necessarily. The dogs pay attention to us all the time. They're always asking us questions. It turns out a new study supported by Purina demonstrates that cats do far more of that than we ever previously thought. And you can see that on the website as well. Once again, that's stevedale.tv. Now it's time for that dramatic holiday reading that you have been waiting for. Yes, people around the world send me notes. When are you doing this, Steve? Well, I'm doing it right now. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, especially the mouse, 'cause the mouse knows who's in the house. Oh, there's Fido, there's Fluffy, there's Duchess and King, on Rover, on Scruffy with that squeaky thing. Go by the red hydrant, run past those trees. Nothing can stop you, not even the fleas. They heard a tinkling on the roof. You know how reindeer are when you gotta go. The prancing of each little hoof. Then down the chimney, St. Nicholas, he was greeted with a purr and a bark and a bite on his Nicholas. He came with squeaky toys, rawhide and liver to deliver. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, oh, how merry. When Rover licked his nose, it tasted like sherry. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, he gave a whistle. And, yeah. And said, Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.